Message number 572. The light of God is present in each and every one of you. Saturday, October 6, 2012 at 11:05 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, in order to love me truly, you must see others through my eyes. When you look at another person, look carefully and try to see my presence, for I am present in all souls, even blackened ones. I am there. Look and you will see me. This is one of the most extraordinary graces given by my eternal Father to each of his children. The light of God is present in each and every one of you. This is love, and every soul has the capacity for love. When you see others through my eyes, you will feel love, and this will touch your soul in a way in which you cannot deny. This love is real, yet you cannot see it or touch it. You will also find it difficult to explain to others. Yet it is there. If all of God's children could honor my Father's divine presence in the world and his children, then peace would reign on earth. Seek love and you will find it. Take time to reflect on what I tell you now. The light of God's love is like a shining star present in each soul. In some it shines brightly and you can feel the love from that person envelope you. In others it is but a dim glimmer, hard to find, yet it is there nonetheless. When you look at each other, think of it like this. God created each of you. You are brothers and sisters in his eyes. It gives him so much joy when he sees his children show love and respect for each other. When they fight amongst each other or cause hardship and suffering to others, he feels a terrible pain. Like any parent, it hurts him when his children do not share his love, the love through which they were created. Remember also, when you hurt each other, you hurt my Father. He feels the pain you inflict on his children. Think twice the next time you judge another harshly or show hatred towards another. When you do these things, they are displeasing to my Father. If someone hurts you, pray for them. For when there is tension and lack of love present between two people, it is caused by evil spirits. Rise above this temptation. Love others. Treat them with respect. Look at them as through the eyes of God. When you do this, you will find love. You will find it easier to live with each other and accept each other's faults. Your Jesus.